Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
That wasn't a Knick fan. That was Spike Lee. And that was a hell of a game last night at Staples Center.
He's a Knick fan to us.
101-99 win for the Lakers. It was overtime. And the Knicks finished the West Coast trip at 3-3, which is still impressive, but it really could have been. I mean, very close. They were up 10 in the fourth quarter. But the Lakers get a very important win for them.
Big time.
Because now they have, what, three games left? Cavaliers tonight. Timberwolves. Lakers, yeah, it's Rockets tonight.
Pacers.
And then Pacers Pelicans
and the
on the road.
On the road.
Over the weekend.
They should go 3-0. They should go 3-0.
They should.
I think you rest
and,
AD
and LeBron
a little
might,
bit.
Might play tonight, right?
Yeah, you rest AD a little bit against the Rockets. They're the worst team in the league. You're fine, right? We had a conversation last segment about who is even playing for the damn Rockets. Let's let you know how you can approach that game, okay? Get LeBron James some juice. Let guys like Alex Caruso, other guys come back, play a little bit, get their points.
Pacers
step
will
up
be,
against the Pacers a little bit. Good challenge. And then Pels, you finish strong down the street.
Pacers will be a little bit of a challenge. The stress level, right, of having to get the win.
Mm-hmm.
And
on
them
the road,
And them trying to not have you get the win.
Right.
And then the Pelicans without Zion, I'm assuming. And so now what?
And then you have Dallas and you have Portland, who, I mean, look, L.A.'s one game away from the fifth or the sixth seed. So, yeah, Portland has a tough schedule down the stretch. We've seen Portland. Portland doesn't defend. Yeah. I love Portland. Dame and CJ are great, but they don't defend. Right? So, look, it could be easily. They could not be in the play-in tournament, too.
No doubt about it. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hunt in for Zubin. So, while we're waiting to see how things settle in and what the schedule will be for the NBA playoffs and even for the 7-10, which is really next week, we do have an NFL schedule that is to be fully released tonight, but already we're learning about week one and some very interesting matchups. So just announced on CBS this morning, the entire week one slate that will be on CBS on September 12th. That includes, by the way, guys, Jets-Panthers. Right away, right out of the gate.
Sam Darnold is getting that win. I'm telling you right now, mark it down, Sam Darnold and the Panthers are getting that win.
So that's your guarantee?
Yes.
That's your week one guarantee. Your knockout, you're taking the Panthers.
I guarantee Vegas will have them as the odds favorite in that game.
That game, where is that game?
In Carolina.
That's at Carolina. So, yeah, they would be. I would guess.
But guaranteed it.
Yeah.
Jets-Panthers, I'm with Jay. I think Sam. You got a healthy McCaffrey. Mm. You already know what they have at the receiver spot. Yeah,
Robbie Anderson. Yeah.
You got a young team. You got a first-time quarterback entering into the NFL, and Zach Wilson. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to. They're going to bring it along slowly, while Carolina's
they
hitting on all cylenters.
Well, they look at one. They're looking at 1-0 because they're going to need that, right? You got to get every win
and
you
just
can
get
early.
Ready for all the talk now. Did we do the right thing?
Oh my
well,
God!
Well, it depends on what Zach comes out right. If Zach
by halftime.
If he comes out the game in less than glamorous fashion, two picks, a fumbled snap, sacks.
That's realistic.
You know, that sort of stuff. People will, and then Sam is over there throwing for 330
or
two touchdowns.
What's the alternative?
I mean,
Does either quarterback finish the game?
He's been injured
Thank you.
In his career, but they didn't have anything around him, so it's easier to get injured.
All upside for Zach Wilson. What do I have to lose in this game? My first game on the road against a quarterback that was just here. Like, if I don't play well, it's my first game. It's my first NFL game.
Yeah, but
if,
you know how these
that's
people
fine,
are
but
here.
I mean,
if he looks,
if he lights it up,
355, three touchdowns, and Zach Wilson looks pedestrian, running around, making bad throws, couple of picks. You don't think?
Oh, no.
I'm
the one who just said that.
But you don't even need to go
355.
You don't even – you can go – you could be
– 280?
He could be 18 to 25 for 280 and two touchdowns and one pick, and people will be like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Although that's kind of what he did as a Jet, though.
But all I'm saying is
if you're Zach – because he didn't get the W.
I'm just saying if you're Zach Wilson, though, you're like, all right, like if I don't play well, it is your first NFL game on the road, man.
So let's go
through.
We
say that.
Because we tell you what realistically matters.
Us.
Like, yes.
But those people that are like Alan Hahn and Evan are going to scream bloody murder.
Glass case of emotions.
Already am.
I'm
already in a glass case of emotions.
I love the NFL.
Why
I'm here
are
for
they
all this
doing
petty
this?
Skeletons.
You know why they're doing
why
it, Evan.
Are they doing
I'm here
this
for
to
it, Evan.
Zach Wilson.
It's the TV. ratings, one.
Yep.
And it's a good matchup.
I'm here for it.
Because of the quarterback situation. You move one guy to get another. But, and the other guy's actually
You were playing them anyway.
Here's my frustration. Here's my frustration with the whole Panthers thing. It's not just Sam Darnold. It's Matt Rhule. Because they should have had Matt Rhule 2 years ago. They hired Adam Gase because they wanted to pick who Matt Rhule's offensive coordinator is. That guy's like the OC of Georgia now. Like, it's not just Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. This is Matt Rhule, who should have been the coach of the Jets.
Who's the OC of Georgia?
It's Todd Monken. Oh. Who the Jets ownership wanted to hand pick as the offensive coordinator for Matt Rhule.
What did I tell
and that's
you
why
about
Matt Rhule didn't take the
man.
Job. Now Matt Rhule's in Carolina, now Sam Darnold's in Carolina. Like
NFL
this isn't
is so,
just
NFL
Zach Wilson
so
and Robert Saleh.
The NFL is so petty and I'm here for all of it.
I would never
I'm here for all of it.
I would never take a job where the ownership is involved in my front office. Picking a staff or anything. Like,
well, now they've changed that with the Jets. As Joe Douglas now has
never
the autonomy, which is necessary after that huge mistake. But I'm with Evan. Like, I look at this like
Robbie Anderson.
Yeah,
no, yeah, Robbie Anderson
that's the
is
thing.
There too.
You could have had Rhule, Sam, Robbie.
This is what
instead
happens.
You have. Saleh, Zach, and
but that's okay. Saleh's not the problem though.
Is Matt Rhule that great?
You're like, I'm definitely taking Matt
Rhule.
Matt
Rhule is better
Saleh.
Than Adam
yes,
Gase.
Yes, because
though.
I wasted 2 years
yeah,
of my
wasted
life.
Years.
Adam Gase.
You got Robert okay.
And I wasted my franchise quarterback.
We're wasting years.
Well, you guys
wasted a pick that we moved up for.
You're saying you guys are saying everything right. You're saying everything right.
And we've got it now in week one. Like, we can't even, like, how about, like, you know, 3-3? Oh, week seven. No. Oh, now you're going to play Carolina.
You guys
I'll take it one step further.
You guys would be a mess regardless of whether
it was
week
three
or week seven.
The guy they drafted, Jamal Adams, instead of Christian McCaffrey, he's on Carolina too. And Jamal Adams, he's not even on the Jets anymore. Bye-bye.
You guys are
Yeah, Jamal Adams is in Seattle, just in case you wanted to know, Evan.
This is what I
he
mean.
He plays for the Seahawks.
Right, that's the point.
you guys are a mess.
And you can start off 0-1.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. And, of course, we'll get all those percentages of 0-1. You know, you have a 20% chance of not making the play, whatever it is.
And the rest of the schedule.
Let's get the rest of the schedule up.
Zach Wilson throws his first pick?
Oh, man. Well,
Sam
he can't
Darnold
be worse than Sam.
His first NFL throw.
That's an upside. That's an upside.
Zach Wilson, first pick, first second. Throw.
First throw?
Again?
That's first NFL throw.
Like Sam did? In Detroit?
Sam had a great game in Detroit, but his first NFL throw was an INT. So over under one throw for Zach Wilson's.
No, I think this is a smarter group. They won't allow that to happen. They're going to bring it down.
Yeah.
They watch.
Yeah, they'll keep that
very
much
they're going
to
keep it nice
control.
And simple, controlled. Zach Wilson might throw 15 balls in a game, man.
Just to get him used to what the league is about. Yeah, we'll see. Other games, though, other than Jets-Panthers for the rest of – and they're actually really interesting. This is the CBS slate. We'll give you the Fox one in a minute. As all this is coming out now for week one for the coming season. What do we think of Steelers at Bills as a 1 o'clock game as well? Steelers at Bills?
It's not as sexy as the Jets and the Panthers because I don't know what the Steelers really are. Right, I mean,
okay.
Big Ben. We kind of they
kind of got
the,
that's a headline.
Say, like, who's
they
running
lost
the ball
some
for the
stuff.
Steelers, man?
They got
who's
Najee.
Running the ball?
Najee Harris.
I know,
right.
But like, still, that's a big question mark. Like, right?
To see what he can do.
To see what
the question
do first
mark
game?
Isn't really him. It's all, the offensive line.
I hear you, but it's always been like that's been one of the missing links for this
well,
team,
since,
right?
Since Le'Veon like, Bell left.
Yes. Let me give you some more.
Connor was okay for about a year.
Okay.
If you don't like that, can I give you Browns at Chiefs at a 4 o'clock game?
That's a big game.
That's
a big game.
Yeah. Both those teams are like, really? You know, think about it, right?
Game. And let me see.
One of them, like Chiefs or Browns, will already have like be 0-1.
By then, Kansas City will raise the attendance for sure because they had a big attendance last year,
yes,
right? It was like at 30,000. So they'll pack in another 30. So it'll be basically a full stadium.
They might add to the building.
Let's
get more people
in. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a real early test for Cleveland as Kansas City, but a real early test for Cleveland to give us a measuring stick of what they really are.
Kansas City's offensive line, the newly formed offensive line, get the test. Mm-hmm. And another one, Dolphins-Patriots.
Oh,
that's always
a
that's
game.
Always,
divisional.
Where's that game at?
At New England.
That's always a good game.
And you'll take that if you're Miami because you don't have to go up in the cold now. You play up there, it'll still be warm.
Yeah, and they always get them down in Miami, give them a nice late-year fight. Yeah. But that's good.
And you'll get to see Tua, see how Tua is, like how he progresses, right, from what he did last year.
Yeah, and also, by the way, just to keep in mind, the number one pick, Trevor Lawrence will be at Houston.
Which the battle, layup. The battle of two bad
what
teams.
What a layup.
But still, if you
that's
think.
That's not a layup.
I'm just saying, as a first, I'll take Houston as my first opponent.
Yeah, that's true. You would. Yeah, I would.
That's
too.
My first opponent in NFL. Okay, Houston.
Again, who's like, under that can go either Houston. Way.
Yeah, I know, but.
It doesn't matter who's under center for Houston because if even Deshaun Wells there, they ain't got nothing else.
Okay. All right. Now, Fox now just released theirs.
Wow.
Week one.
Battle.
Let me see what the good. What's the good one here? Locally,
Broncos Giants is a good one.
Broncos Giants is a 425.
Seattle.
Packers Saints.
Seahawks. Colts
is another one.
49ers Lions. Come on, man. Stop.
Give it just that's a layup, right? Yeah. Actually, in that game, Packers. Does Justin Fields play? Not Justin Fields. I'm sorry. Trey Lance.
No.
Play.
No.
Against the Lions?
Well, is it a blowout?
Late, I'm saying at some point, does he just get in?
He might get in if it's a blowout.
You know what I mean?
They might give him a couple snaps.
I would be curious to see Jameis Winston in our first game, Saints.
Well, that game, the Saints-Packer game at 4:25 Eastern on week one on Fox.
Very interesting game.
Who's the quarterback for the Packers
is
the key. Yeah. That's going to be the key. If Aaron Rodgers is underneath the center, then it's going to be a great game. Anything other than Aaron Rodgers, it's not going to be good.
One way that's or the same another. For the Broncos,
but,
though. That's the same
but
for the Broncos,
if Aaron Rodgers is underneath the center for the Broncos and the Giants
that's the
in
game.
New York, you'll be there, Jay.
Oh, we will be there.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, what's the more intriguing Aaron Rodgers matchup here? On the Broncos at the Giants or on the Packers at the Saints? Like, which
I'd
game's
take
more interesting?
Yeah, I'd take either one.
More interesting would be at the Saints, wouldn't it, though?
I'd take either one.
No, you'll take it, but what's the more interesting? If you could choose it,
because of all the weapons that the Saints have,
yeah, I'd want to see that.
And the questions around Jameis Winston, can he actually lead this
team? To have him in a Broncos uniform playing the Giants would, for a while, feel weird.
It wouldn't feel weird to me.
See, the reason I would take both is because there's so much riding on the Giants season.
Exactly.
That they've got to perform at a level. Now you just inserted Aaron Rodgers into the Broncos.
Good point.
So you essentially have the number two team in the AFC coming into your building.
Okay.
Now you could pop them and people would be like, well, y'all got Aaron Rodgers and we still beat y'all.
Yeah.
It would feel different. They would be fired up to go against Aaron Rodgers because you just signed Aaron Rodgers or traded for him because you felt like he was a missing piece. And then the Giants come in and smash him.
And then I would take the Giants seriously. Then I would take the Giants
seriously. Then people would start to take the Giants
out of the gate. Okay, Giants.
So I could take either one of those two games.
Okay.
But without Aaron Rodgers on the Packers. And Brett Huntley underneath the center.
You guys know how it's going to go down, though, right? Aaron Rodgers hosting Jeopardy. No quarterbacks
right.
on either the Packers or the Broncos.
God. And all of a sudden, Fox is like, that's not a great game anymore.
Wait, what network is Jeopardy on?
Jordan Love versus Taysom Hill.
What network is Jeopardy on? Oh, it's ABC. Yeah. I don't watch it, so I don't know. I was going to say that would be good.
Everybody watches it.
I don't.
No, everybody does.
I know, but
great,
I don't.
Great show.
I only watch things that are
mysteries. No, we all watch it. You're
everybody
not getting it. Everybody watches
it. It's on ABC.
It's on ABC.
Of course everybody
I
watches
do.
It. Yes.
I understand. Okay. I don't.
How about this
I
game?
I understand the network, and I get all of that. I'm just telling you, I don't watch it. I'm not saying don't watch it. I'm just saying I don't watch it.
Seahawks, Colts.
Yes, they pay us. I get it.
Carson Wentz's first game with the Colts against Seattle. Seattle
this would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good game.
Seattle coming east for that one. And then,
is Russell Wilson happy?
Is he
happy now with his relationship with Pete Carroll? Are they happy? Is everything good?
We'll find out.
And then how is Frank Wright and Carson Wentz? Like, are they happy? Or
I think the Colts too, those two.
Man, I think the Colts are going to be a better team with a retooled Carson Wentz. As much as he struggled the last couple years in Philadelphia.
Title contender?
Changing scenery. Better team all around gives you more. It's not like in Philadelphia they had a good team. They had a bad team, man. It wasn't just him.
Mm-hmm.
They were bad up front. The receivers were garbage. Yeah. The secondary was trash. When you're on a better team and you can just go in and fit in and do your job, you'll be fine.
Title
now, if he goes there.
Title contender?
I think they are going to be. They were title contenders. Last year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
They just ran up against Buffalo, and Phillip Rivers ran out of gas.
And he puts a lot more pressure on Carson Wentz right out of the gate.
He played great. Phillip Rivers played good in Buffalo.
Like, the only reason people felt like that wasn't the winning edge because he was a statue. Phillip Rivers was a statue. Now you have Carson Wentz. You know, Frank Reich unlocked Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Come into that, now it's time to go.
Carson Wentz is a little bit of a statue, but he could move.
Jalen Hurts
move way better than Philip Rivers.
He can move a little
for
bit.
The Eagles. Speaking of which, Adam Schefter tweeting the Monday Night Football opener, Ravens at Raiders. It's all right.
It's okay. I think that might
for some
be,
reason that's lacking sizzle.
I think they're giving the Raiders a something like, here you go, man. We took the Monday draft from you. Right. You know,
they have the draft. Don't they have the draft next year?
They took it from them a year ago. Yes. Not took it from the pandemic. Took it from them.
Right.
And so they're probably just giving them some new stadium. You can show it off. Mm-hmm. It'll be crowded. Here you go.
Yeah.
Like where else? I mean, they could, I guess, essentially put the Rams. Where were the Rams at on week one?
Wait, can I ask you guys a question about the Ravens?
We haven't gotten that yet.
Do you think Lamar Jackson has a year this year similar to the year he had 2 years ago when he was MVP, or more similar to what happened last year?
Well, if you listen to Greg Roman, I
think he'll be better because of the passing game. They must be on NBC.
Yeah.
Is who the Bucs, the Rams, the Cowboys, and the Bears play. Those are the four teams that we have not seen released yet.
So is that Sunday?
That'll be Thursday night, Sunday night NBC. Yeah. They have announced that.
Thursday
night. I'm sure we'll get it soon.
Got to be Bucks, right?
Bucks. The opening
opening. Yeah. Got to be Bucks. Yeah. Tom Brady and the Bucks is going to play opening, right?
So wait, what teams were left?
Bucks, Rams,
the Cowboys,
Bears,
the Rams, Cowboys. And the Bears.
So it's going to be Bucks, Rams, Thursday night. I'm
Cowboys,
just guessing.
Bears.
We're guessing here, okay.
I'm guessing.
Cowboys, Bears
in Jerry's World.
Ooh, Justin Fields' first game on the
right?
road.
Right? I'm just guessing. I'm not getting
Randy
this from
Dawn,
anybody.
Coming up next, Key's going to guess the entire week two slate.
Ooh.
No, but think about it. It makes sense. Bucks, Rams.
We're going to do wins and losses.
Bucks, Rams make all the sense of the world.
That's tomorrow.
Matthew Stafford, Sean McVay, you know, sideline, Little Gruden.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. I wouldn't put him on the road, though, huh? They wouldn't put Tampa on the road.
No, not that first game.
You want to have the ceremony
the
and everything
yeah,
like that,
yeah,
right?
So they wouldn't
yeah.
put him on the road.
So they would probably have him home.
I'd take that back.
Cowboys?
I'd go Cowboys, Rams, show off the new stadium in L.A., travel proximity for the Cowboys pretty good. New stadium needs the world to see with fans. Mm.
The rumor is Bucks, Cowboys.
That's what I was just thinking, Bucks, Cowboys.
That's the rumor. That's what I'm being told.
Okay.
So that's the rumor.
I mean, I want to see that game.
Yeah. The team that won it with the older guy and the team that's kind
of,
you think, would be on the rise.
The combination of four would be good, though. The four would be good. Yeah. Chicago gave Brady Fitz a year ago. And then you think about Stafford.
Is it third down, fourth down?
Fifth down.
What?
At least he came out and admitted. Like, at least he talked about it. That's why we won't go back to
did
the other conversation we had.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he made a joke about it. He joked about it at least and then admitted it. And it's like Aaron Rodgers, just have a little bit of
fun. But he not only admitted it, he then followed up with winning a Super Bowl. It's like, all right, whatever went wrong, who cares?
Right, I'll make a mistake, but then I'm just going to go win like I always do.
Aaron, you punch it in the third down.
Even though I remember Bruce Arians saying, Tom knew what down it was.
Yeah, well, Bruce Arians said a lot last year.
He put up five figures.
888-729-3776. As we're asking, over the next 3 years, what team, now not just NFL, not NBA, just any team in North American sports, you can guarantee to win
Duke.
A championship in the next 3 years. Let's go to Kawana, Atlantic City.
Kawan, is that your girl talking?
Yellow.
Yo, what's up, man?
What up, man?
What's up, family? How y'all?
Man, we good, fam. What's up with you, yo?
Were you just talking to your girl in the background?
Cooling, man.
Who was that you was talking to in the background, though, man?
Oh, my bad. I was on speakerphone.
Nah, but who was that? We want to know.
Nah, that's my little daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. We just trying to. Right. We ain't trying to get you in trouble or nothing.
Say hi. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. So sweet.
What's happening, man? Talk to me.
Yeah. Oh, so I think the team that's going to win the championship within the next few years is the Sixers.
Ooh, Philly.
I think if they stay the NBA. And with Simmons, even though Simmons can't shoot, we all know Simmons, you know, he can't shoot. That's just what it is. But I think if they put the right players around them, They can win the championship.
What's his contract?
He'll be around for a minute. I'll say this. I know that the Nets are the favorite.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions, though, around the health of the Nets, man. Like, I still got 76ers a little bit slightly favored over the Nets until I see the Nets play together and see how that looks.
So much like I was telling Alan about LeBron's situation and injured and out, I'm looking at the Nets the same way, right?
Exactly.
KD is there. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He fired.
Well, he's been out a lot this year, too, though. I mean, but you're coming back in your first year off an Achilles injury.
Yeah, but he's fired, though. He's wicked, right? And then Kyrie got hit in the head. So he missed time last night because the dude came down on him. James Harden, hamstring, but he's resting up and he's ready to come back, I think. I think he's supposed to be coming back tonight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're going to decide tonight to play.
So I ain't really, man, them dudes. I can't. They got three of the top.
I'm with you.
15 dudes in the league.
I'm just telling you, if I'm Philly and I got guys like Matisse Thybulle and I got Ben Simmons and I got guys like Tobias Harris, I'm going to muck up that game.
Absolutely.
That is going to be the most. KD, every time you shoot, you're going to be on your back.
Just use your fouls.
James Harden, every time you do so, I'm going to be like Matisse Thybulle, going to be all in the pocket of Kyrie. I'm not saying it's going to work, but you have to muck up that game.
No, you've got to make the officials work.
Yes.
That's what you got to do. Make the officials work and frustrate them.
But that's
the only way you're going to beat
them. Are they going to get the benefit of the doubt because maybe people really want to see the three in the championship?
That's a legit question.
Maybe the officials swallow the whistle here and there.
But this is a different Sixers team, though. I'll tell you the pieces that they've added, man. Like, they're a different Sixers team.
Well, I knew that. I said that when they first got Glenn Rivers. When they first got Glenn, I'm like, they're going to be different because he's going to get them to operate a certain way just because of his coaching style.
Yeah, he's been there too. That's the most important part. He's got that ring. So Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Indeed. Did you know Indeed has 135 skills tests to help you screen for the experience your company needs? Not frisbee throwing or whistling with your fingers. You guys are hilarious. But essential skills like computer proficiency and customer service. Find your next great hire at Indeed.com/credit. Let's ask Brian Windhorst about the favorite in the East after Jay has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge and contenders are solidifying their position, like the 76ers. Mm. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum. Just ask Steph Curry to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot, like THT last night for the Lakers. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
What a comeback and what a win for the Lakers. And Anthony Davis is going over to the Knicks fan and like saying, what'd you say?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
We know the position we're in and we're playing desperate.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The action at Staples last night, and at the very end of the game, Anthony Davis, LeBron having words with Spike Lee. It was good to see a Knicks Laker game that actually mattered last night, and for the Lakers, a very important win. For the Knicks, the end of a road trip, and they still have one more win they've got to get to clinch a top six playoff berth. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. Let's talk some hoop with Brian Windhorst on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, guys.
So how big, and I hate asking it this way, but how important for the Lakers was getting that win in overtime last night?
Well, for so many reasons. I mean, they won it with defense, and I know the Knicks didn't have their full roster, but this is what the Lakers have to do if they're going to be serious about doing something in the postseason. They have to defend at an elite level, which they did for most of the season. And then Anthony Davis came back and the bottom dropped out, and their bottom dropped out in the standings. But they won that game because they were able to get stops. And that is their formula. They had a great win over the Nuggets last week where they did the same thing. And this is really encouraging for them going forward because they didn't have their best game, not only without Schroeder and LeBron, but then Caruso gets hurt and goes out, and Anthony Davis was not having a great game. I mean, that's a loss almost all the time. And the Knicks played hard. They really wanted that game. And so it's a real quality win for the Lakers and can really be the basis, again, of them, of how they need to play starting next week.
Wendy, so now the Lakers, LeBron potentially coming back soon. They play the Rockets, the Pacers, the Pelicans. Pelicans minus Zion Williamson. Rockets, one of the worst teams there is in the league. And then you have their one game behind both Portland and Dallas. Portland's final stretch, Utah, Phoenix, the Nuggets. If you were a betting man, would you bet that the Lakers would be in the play-in tournament or out of the play-in tournament?
You know, it's not just one game behind Portland. It's actually two because they lost the tiebreaker there. Dallas laid an absolute egg last night. I'm not going to predict on Dallas at all. So basically, the Lakers have to hope that Portland kind of totally slides out. But you could argue that the Lakers are better off in the seven than they are in the six because they may rather play the Suns than the Clippers in the first round. They also would have to deal with Steph Curry in that situation. And the Warriors have had a heck of a week. They've just beaten the Jazz and Suns in back-to-back nights, which was terrific for them. At the end of the day, we could go over this for an hour. The Lakers, to have any chance against whoever they play, have to have LeBron reasonably back.
Yep.
He's got to be a dominating player. He doesn't have to be top of the game, LeBron, but he's got to be back and doing positive things. And guys, I know I sound like a broken record. I can't emphasize this enough. They have to defend because this team is they are not a good offensive team, and they are a streaky and mostly bad three-point shooting team. If they defend like they did last night, whether they play the Suns, whether they play the Warriors, whether they play the Clippers, they will have a chance to win 4 out of 7. And so focusing on that and LeBron's health really is probably more important than their opponents.
Wendy, I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks now. Like, I want the seventh seed if I'm the Lakers. I want to play against Phoenix. Phoenix has lost the last 3 out of 4. What have you seen on the Phoenix side that makes you believe that maybe they're not the actual second best team in the Western Conference?
Well, their defense has really slid. They got lit up last night at the defensive end. The Lakers lit them up. I just told you the Lakers are not a good offensive team. They allowed 62 points in the paint last night. DeAndre Ayton has not gotten it done in that spot, and with a number of other things going on. For them to beat a high quality team like the Lakers, which is what they're now staring dead in the face. You just got to defend. And I know that we're in an era right now where it's like, okay, we give up 2 points on this end. Let's just go get 3 on the other. and that team shot 56%. Well, we're going to shoot 59%. And I agree that in a lot of games that does happen. And last night, for example, Chris Paul and Devin Booker both shot the heck out of the ball and had really good games. And that's probably going to be a victory most nights. But I'm going to lean back on what I've watched in the playoffs over the decade, and that is you got to be able to get stops. And, you know, the Suns are going to have to be able to get stops against Anthony Davis and LeBron James, most likely, to try to figure out how to win that series.
Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA Insider, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Brian, James Harden could be back soon for the Nets. Kyrie took an elbow to the face. Are we ever going to see all three of them healthy for a period of time where we can make a determination on really what type of team they are?
Well, you know, this is why it's so great for them to have three of these guys, because most of the time they're going to be able to win with just two of them. And the thing about Kyrie is he's a fragile player. I mean, I'm not trying to insult him, but if you look at his career, his bones crack. You know, he's had some hand injuries. He's had some facial breaks before. Blows to him cause broken bones and cracked bones and injuries that other players don't. So when you have Kyrie on your team, you're just going to know that he's going to be a little fragile. And so having him as your lead player is challenging, as the Celtics figured out. But if you've got Durant and Harden also there, and I know Harden's been out, but you know, if you go look at his last 5 years, the guy usually never misses games. So you just have to hope that you have them together. And their incredible advantage is that they've got so much firepower and redundancy and a margin for error that even if all three of them are healthy and one of them just has a bad game, mm-hmm. you know, Harden goes 3 of 17, Kyrie goes 4 of 20, that they can survive a playoff game because of all of that firepower, which is, you know, what guys like Jay have been talking about since the day they made the trade.
Wendy, before we let you go, we're doing a thing on the show. And I think it was Bobby Marks and Kevin Pelton did a kind of futures look at the NBA. So who will win a championship? You know, the better teams in the next 3 years. That's what we're asking. If you could guarantee a team will win a championship, which team would it be over the next 3 years? Who's the team that you would put your money on?
Who are you taking, Wendy?
Well, it's foolish to guarantee anything in the NBA because it's, you know, the league is changing every minute of the day.
But we're going to make
it. But if you look at the right, if you look at the Nets, they have these three guys. They have them under contract for the next couple of years. And now they will be able to add to them. So if you remember in Miami, they had the big three. They weren't a great team the first year. And then they were able to get Shane Battier. And then they were able to get Ray Allen and Birdman Anderson and Norris Cole. And so the Nets are going to be able to do that. They're going to be able to go out and add the complementary players. There's going to be guys who want to go there. And so already this year during the season, since they traded for James Harden, they got Blake Griffin. Mm-hmm. They got LaMarcus Aldridge. Unfortunately, that ended prematurely. They're going to continue to get those high-level role players. And so when you look at everything, you'd have to feel pretty good about them because there's three of them. The Lakers have AD and LeBron. There's two of them. The Nets have three. That's where I'd have to put my money. Mm.
Thanks so much, Brian. Always good to talk to you.
Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks, Wendy. All right,
Brian Windhorst on the Goodyear Hotline. So the NBA is on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Hawks host the Wizards. Presented by Indeed, coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. So coming up back into the Tebow conversation? I want to make sure I have that right. Well, yes, the Tebow conversation is next as we're hearing it could be dividing already the Jaguars organization. That's after Key has this from Granger.
Well, they've got to clean some stuff up. See how I did that? Yes, for all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, experienced staff at over 250 local branches, plus their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 100-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by.
Who would have thought that we'd be discussing Tim Tebow in the NFL over 3,000 days since he last played in an NFL game?
There are guys on this roster that have played the position for 5 or more years in this league.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
So as the NFL schedule for the coming season being released bit by bit, week one schedules have been out. CBS and Fox have put out their week one schedules. We also now know what the Thursday night game will be on
NBC.
We
called it, Alan.
Cowboys at Bucks.
That's going to be a huge
game. That's what you expect. I mean, think about the audience for that game. September 9th, Thursday night, and the Bucks, the defending champs in Tampa. Ooh. Against the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, yeah, and company.
Both of those games are going to be good, though. It's good.
Yeah, Rams-Bears is the Sunday night game. Yeah,
yeah, but they're going to be good. It's just going to be a good game. Cowboys-Bucks, Dak Prescott coming back, mm-hmm. Tom Brady entering his 29th year.
Ring ceremony.
Now, let's remember, Jaguars are going to open the season against the Texans.
Jaguars.
It all depends on where you're from. And so, you know, again, it's Trevor Lawrence, but will it also be Tim Tebow?
Oh, God.
Look at the reaction you guys make is priceless.
We always find a way to bring it back.
But it's interesting that you make that reaction, because not only is that the external reaction, if you listen to Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL reporter, this is from Get Up yesterday, internally, they kind of feel the same way you guys do. Take a listen.
There's a serious disagreement within the building about the idea of Urban Meyer signing Tim Tebow. There are coaches on that staff who don't want to see it happen. And, you know, there are also, in the same breath, those who are saying, to Booger's point, it's not that big of a deal. Look, he's probably not going to be on the roster week one. It is just also important to remember, beyond the emotional side of this, beyond the wonders of why, is just the reality that it's really not practical. It's not likely to work, and it doesn't necessarily. Urban Meyer, I think, would say, well, hey, I'm going to add anybody to my team who has the potential to better this organization, to which you could look at this and say, well, how is this going to better the organization? There's just really not very much upside at all, to be quite honest.
How does it make them better?
So why even do it?
Because I can.
I know, but
I'm Urban Meyer.
But what does that, What does that do?
I help out somebody that I like and that I trust and that I think is going to be a good reflection of me in the locker room.
So hire him as a coach.
What if this is
either way?
Tebow wants closure on his career as a professional athlete.
You know, I mean,
and he appeals to Urban, saying, "Let me get one more shot, coach." And he's like, "I don't really need a quarterback. I really want to use your quarterback."
Is Tim Tebow going to make the difference between his team, like, being exponentially better or not?
But that's not my point. My point is because of his relationship with Urban.
I understand that. But I'm saying
that Urban's like, I'll do this for you. Come in, work out.
I
agree with you.
I get it.
We're on the same page. I'm saying people are so mad, like, about, like, is Tim Tebow, like, is that tied in that they get going to make that much of a difference for this team in 3 years?
You mean a tight end that can actually play the position?
Well, I mean, we were on a show yesterday. Nobody can even tell me who the tight ends on the damn team were.
It's not whether or not you could tell who the tight end is, Jay. It's more about there are tight ends that actually play that position that are could be available to you, but you sign a guy that has been on the sidelines for 8 years either playing minor league baseball or covering college football for ESPN SEC Network. That's the whole – it's like, why are you bringing unwarranted attention to the organization? And not only that, did you think about the fallout, not only from your organization, internally people upstairs, but you still got to go downstairs to the locker room.
I understand, but this is an idea, though, Key. This isn't something that's
It hasn't happened. We're speaking based on it. We think it's going to happen.
But I don't know if it's unwarranted. Like, this is great attention for the Jaguars.
Let's hear from Urban Meyer.
When do we ever talk about Jacksonville?
Urban Meyer did explain sort of how this all came about while talking with Chris Collinsworth on his podcast. Listen,
we have not signed Tim. There's a thought going around. You know, he was in the best shape of his life, asked to see if he could work out with a couple of our coaches. I wasn't even there. And they came back to me and said, wow, this guy's in incredible shape. And I said, then I went another time and watched him try him out. And they said, go work on these things. He comes back later. They try him out again. I'm not there. And they come in and they said, wow, you know, this guy's ball skills. He's a great athlete. He looks like he's 18 years old, not 20, whatever he is, 33. And I said, guys, you don't understand. Now, this guy is, you know, he's the most competitive maniac you're ever going to talk to. And let's give it a shot. And I have not decided if we're going to do that or not yet. I'm getting close. I got to make a decision here pretty soon.
I just want to tell people who are listening to our show on the radio, if you could have seen Key's face the whole time Urban Meyer was talking, it's just the range of emotions going on Key's face are just priceless.
From disgusted,
yeah.
Well, it's
why, yeah. Questioning to, so many questions, to anger, bemused. To back, yes.
Because he's telling us a bunch of stuff. Like, I wish I could pause each time he says something, because then I could explain it, right? He goes.
I haven't seen him play.
I wasn't there. So you allowed your staff to work him out because he asked. He wants to work out for your guys. Okay. How many players could ask after 8 years, no matter what the relationship is, hey, I want to work out for your coaches. And you go, okay, sign off on it.
Nobody.
Let's assume because of the relationship, check mark. Mm-hmm. That's good. We give him that.
Get a workout.
I wasn't there, but then I was there the second time, and I liked it, and I love it, and he's good, and he's going to be great, and this guy's a maniac. Oh, God, you competitive fire. I understand that. 8 years he hadn't played. Then you say you haven't thought about this at all, but you got to give it some thought. But at the same time, you say that let's give it a shot. So which one is it? Either you haven't thought about it or you giving it a shot.
I want to get
that's all I'm saying.
I hear you.
Come on, Urban, man. I know you. You my dude. Just stop the madness.
Laverne's in Chicago has a take on this. Laverne, real quick.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Y'all keep hating on Urban Meyer, the mad scientist. Tim Tebow knows Urban Meyer better than anybody. So why question what Urban's got up his sleeve or Tim Tebow? It's like having a coach on the field.
Sign him, man. Go ahead. He should be the starting tight end. I'm tired of talking about it because the moment you say something, everybody thinks you hating on him. No, the reality is the dude hadn't played in 8 damn years. That's the reality. He's 34 years old, man. Stop.
Everybody gets so sensitive.
Stop. Jay, what was the reaction, though, by Urban?
Wow.
Wow. It was wow.
34 years old, hadn't played in 8 years.
So much wow.
Tiv.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.